Welcome, Chimpers, to episode 53 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig.
This is Justin Egger.
And tonight, we're going to talk to a couple of our long-term friends. Anderson is going to be back with us for a second time.
We got Darth Berta.
And we're going to try some new stuff with some Nigiroki sung by Agent Jethro Gizmodet.
Sounds great.
Yep, so stick around, Chimpers, because Chimp Out Radio starts now. So, yeah, I can't believe we're on episode number 53.
Man, time flies, doesn't it?
I know it does. Seems like we just started the other day, but you know what? It's actually been 3 years since ChimpOut.com started.
That's amazing.
It is. And we've watched this site grow from strength to strength. It only had about 600 members when I started.
Yeah, and we're on, what, 11,000 now?
Yeah, something like that. You know, like if you counted everybody that applied, it's in the 11,500 or something like that.
You know, most of the time we have 900 to 1,000 people online any given time.
Oh, yeah. Right now it says 833 users are online. That's just incredible.
Wow. I was on one of those libtard anti-racist sites the other day, and they were bitching about us. And one of the last comments was, how is it that they have twice as many members online as we do?
That's funny.
It's not fair. Babies.
Hi, this is Thinking Nig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglide.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Impala.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks. This is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers. This is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Well, there's this down low nigger at work. He's like in his 70s, right? And he's actually not too bad to be around because he's old enough to be from the old school where he knows how to behave, and he's a church nigger, and you know he's just a little guy, and he's no harm to anybody.
Down low church nigger.
Down low church nigger. That's right. He's probably a choir boy too. Who knows? But. Anyway, I was just chatting with him at work, and he used to be the supervisor for a housing project, a subsidized housing thing. And he was telling me the story about this nigger sow that had all these kids, and she was on welfare and everything. And she had a four-bedroom apartment, and he said to me, guess how much she was paying a month in rent. So just take a wild guess.
Much.
Just guess.
$100.
Okay, I guessed about $400. And no, you know what it was? $2 a month.
Whoa!
I know, $2 a month. And he would say to her, why don't you just give us $24 and be paid for the whole year? But because they charged $1 a day late fee. And she would go a whole month and not pay it and end up owing, you know, like $40 or $50 by the time she got in there. She could have paid for like several years of housing.
That's a nigger for you.
That is a nigger for you. And this is a nigger complaining about the nigger.
Exactly. What's my aunt works with another, it's like an X-ray tech, Monique or something like that. And she lives in a 19th century three-story Victorian with her niglets.
Okay.
Who are getting free college, you know, free scholarships, all these government shit for this. And it's a beautiful house in a human neighborhood, $36 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
For something like almost 4,000 square feet.
How can this be?
They know how to play the system.
Well, the system is seriously flawed. It's just wrong.
It's fucked.
It is fucked.
I don't think I could get a cardboard box for $36 a month.
Well, not a corrugated one.
No, maybe a short box.
Like a giant shoebox, maybe.
Yeah.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
There's a precious looking shibun in my fourth grade daughter's classroom.
Oh boy.
It's about, I'd say, 4'11", 175 pounds.
Jeez.
It's as big around as it is tall.
Yeah.
And there's it's always got a pissed off look on its face.
Yeah.
And its clothes are like four sizes too small. Anyway, they have the school play.
Yeah.
And there's two nigger music teachers to run this shit.
Oh.
So guess who they pick to be the lead?
Not Precious.
Precious.
Oh, jeez.
And Precious thinks she can sing, like Aretha Franklin.
Oh, boy.
I got pretty much every window in that cafeteria shattered. It sounded like if you stabbed a cow in the eyeball with an ice pick.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it was so horrible. If I can get that part of the DVD on YouTube...
Yeah.
We'll get a million hits for sure.
Can you get me an audio clip of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right.
Oh. My kids, they sit there and they watch that part over and over again and roll on the floor laughing.
It's that funny.
Yeah, it's like a dying walrus. It's so disgusting.
Okay, see if you can get that going. We'll cut to a song right now, and we'll be back in a few minutes, and hopefully we'll have that.
Sounds good.
Reach in your pocket for a handgun. Lever at my booty hole. Put a trigger on me. Shoot me with a gunshot.
Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass.
Put me for a hose in my booty hole. Fill me full of lead in my ass crack. Take my life away from this earth. Blow my ass away from this world.
Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass.
Introduce me to my grave. Deprive me of my everlasting life. Blow me off the face of this earth. Leave me lying on the street corner dead.
Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass. Shoot me in the ass.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago, Budweiser. It's the king of beers.
All right, so Justin, did you find that DVD?
Yes, my kid just brought it up to me.
Sweet. Okay, what is going on here? Tell us the story again.
It's a Christmas pageant, and they got these nigger music teachers, and they niggered up the whole thing. It's all gospel and shit. They're wearing these these freaking red, look like graduation robes, and they're doing the swinging and clapping, chucking and jiving.
Yeah.
And this big, fat, precious-looking Shibun goes up to the mic and starts wailing.
Okay.
And I'm sitting right in front of this Marshall Stacks, and it pretty much blew my hair back.
Oh, jeez.
But here it is.
Okay, here we go.
There's a song at least a Christmas song. If we need to finish where the baby's born.
Oh my God, that was incredibly bad.
Yeah, it does seem like I sound like a wounded animal, doesn't it?
Yeah, we should put it out of its misery.
I don't have my spear gun with me. Harpoon gun.
The harpoons, yeah. Holy shit, I can just picture that thing. Woo!
I swear to God, it's a mini precious. Actually, not mini wide. It's like a mini fridge.
Yeah.
It's just... scared the crap out of me first time I saw it.
Wow. Well, hey, what do you say we give Darth Furta a call? It looks like he's on Skype.
Oh, okay, good idea.
All righty.
This is Unchained, and when I'm not wrestling the little bald midget, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio.
And Darth Furta is with us. And Darth, you and I chatted before, but the Chimpers have not had a chance to meet you. Can you explain to us, what is your screen name, Darth Furta? It's got to be a Star Wars reference.
It is a Star Wars reference. The Furta is Latin for deceit.
Ah.
Is it like one of the fan episodes?
No, it's just a... I used to play a game called Ebony, and...
oh, yeah, I heard of that.
I wanted to be a Darth and did a little research and picked Darth Furta.
Cool.
It's just a made-up name, no... not taken from any of the books or anything like that.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. So you live out in Nevada, is that right?
Yeah, I live in Vegas.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
It is so niggerfied.
Really.
So niggerfied.
Is it really? Is there a big nigger problem out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't help that there's 20% unemployment either.
Yeah, you guys have got it really bad out there. It's even worse than Michigan now.
Yeah.
The worst thing about it is all the timeshare niggers, they are like freaking panhandlers. Yo, man, yo, man, we got something for you. Want a free show, man? Yo, you racist. Turn around, nigga, bitch.
Yeah, you can't go to a grocery store that's got a gas station without some nigger coming up to you with a gas can. And we're like, hey, can you spare some gas?
Oh, my God. Yeah, if a nigger said that to me, I'd say sure, and then I'd fart on him.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Get on your knees and sniff my ass.
Yeah, there's all the gas you want up there.
I was like, here, follow me the pump. I'll douse you with it.
Yeah, really?
Oh no, that would be a hate crime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, just be greasing them.
All right, so we're going to do a top 10 list. And, Justin, what is the topic for this week's top 10?
Top 10 nigger names that sound like ordinary everyday objects.
Okay, nigger names that sound like ordinary everyday objects. Darth Furta, what is number 10?
Oregano.
Yeah.
Of course.
They carry around bags of that to scam the other niggers.
Indeed they do.
I wonder if we could try selling oregano to niggers and, I mean, selling pot to niggers and tell them it's oregano and it tastes good on food.
They probably bought it.
Yeah, they might. Number 9.
Lawn chair.
You can actually hear a nigger mammy calling its niggly. Lawn chair! Get your ass inside!
Lawn chair.
Jeez, wow. Way to perpetuate that porch monkey stereotype.
Really? Wow. Number 8.
Mahogany.
That's one of those ones that, you know, does the naked online stuff. Do you want to have a live chat with Mahogany?
Sounds like some more My Dick Wood.
Yeah. Tiger Wood. Yeah, he would get a Woody for Mahogany. That makes sense. No, it sounds like the niggers, you know, like, was really selfish with its fries. You know, like, I'm Mahogany fries, and you ain't getting none.
None for you, nigga.
Yeah, right. Hey,
that's grounds for a chimp out right there.
Yeah, they kill each other over French fries. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
But is there anything a nigger won't kill over?
That's going to be our next top 10.
We have it.
Number 7.
Spatula.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of don't get that one. You guys want to explain that one to me a little?
It just sounds like a nigger name, spatula.
You put a land in front of it. Le spatula.
Okay, when you say it like that, that makes a lot more sense.
Or the spatula.
I mean, but what does a nigger know about a spatula? I mean, when was the last time one actually cooked? I mean, don't they always do the fast food to feed the chitlins?
I saw a nigger use a spatula at the nig rental. He was like a teenager, and for some reason they had this big chest freezer that was too big for the kitchen, and they had it stuffed right in front of the oven, right? And so you couldn't open the oven door, and he was sitting like cross-legged on it like a monkey right in front of the stove on this freezer, and he was frying bacon.
Are you sure that wasn't his kid brother?
It could have been, because they did have a nigglet die shortly after birth. Maybe it was the afterbirth.
There you go.
Who knows?
They do fry that up.
They probably do. Can't waste it. It's fresh. Number 6.
Labia. Wait a sec. Way to take something that's good and niggerfy it and make it something that you want nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Well, see, what these niggers do is they're looking at their medical sheet when they're getting checked out of the maternity ward.
Yeah.
And they look down there and it has a massive syphilitic infection of the labia. Labia! That's what the name is! It's right here!
Wow. And on that note, number 5?
Syphilis.
Number 4.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Now that's another nigger stripper name. You know, human strippers have names like Sapphire, Diamond, Destiny.
No. The nigger strippers are Sapphire.
Yeah, they are. That's right.
Get it right.
Yeah.
I guess it's all dependent where you're at.
True. Yeah. True that.
Not that I know anything about strippers.
No.
I do.
Yeah, I know. Well, you live in the land of strippers and whores, man. Las Vegas.
Yeah, but see, I have yet to go to a strip club in Vegas. When I used to live in San Diego, when I was working for a pizza place, as soon as I got off work, I always went to the strip club and brought some pizzas. Oh. And the freaking girls absolutely loved me for it.
Wow.
I would go in there. I wouldn't even spend a dime. And they'd all be all over me because I brought them food.
Yeah, because they've been starving themselves because they all have eating disorders. And you gave them something to binge on.
Exactly.
Yeah. You gave them something to binge on, if you know what I mean. Anyway, number 3.
Coupe de Ville. Just another hoopty.
What was that nigger in that movie, Ford Lincoln Mercury?
What? There was a nigger named Ford Lincoln Mercury?
Yeah. I think it was in that movie, The Postman.
Was it? I haven't seen that in a long time.
What? Wasn't that a foreign film?
Well, there were two that came out at the same time. One was a foreign film, and it was all artsy-fartsy, and the other one was something with Kevin Costner in it.
Post-apocalyptic type of
thing. Yeah.
Oh.
And they were totally opposed. And I didn't even know about the Artsy Fartsy one, except that my girlfriend at that time was like this real snobby intellectual. And when I told her I wanted to go see The Postman, that look in her eyes was precious because she just assumed I was talking about the Italian flick that I didn't even know existed. And I was like, wow, we're finally getting along. Until, you know, I mentioned Kevin Costner. Okay. Number two.
Chlamydia. More my dick.
Yeah.
That's another thing they get off the, you know, the free clinic.
Yeah. Free clinic, well, you know, baby name STD clinic. It's all one thing.
You know, they just look at the menu at the free clinic and like, hey, here's a good one.
Here's a good name. And the number one nigger name that sounds like an ordinary object is?
Urethra. Wait, are we talking about Franklin here?
Yes, we are. Yes.
If anyone should ever need a name change, there's one person that definitely does.
Yes.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin and DJ. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
All right, Chimpers, we'll be back in just a minute with our special guest, Anderson's going to join us. And right now, it's Agent Jethro Gives Me Dat doing this week's Niggeroki.
Let's steal everything you've got. They run like roaches when they see the cops. They will do time because they're lazy. They always say that the race is a shit. The TNB will never quit. They'll rob you blind because they're lazy. They keep on shouting, they keep on shouting. Nicks, what a rape and rob. So ugly and they make me frown. They'll rob you blind because they're lazy. They brag about all the things they got. Those worthless boots do steal a lot. They'll rob you blind because they're lazy. They keep on shouting, they keep on shouting. About every day.
And we're back with our special guest, Anderson. And Justin, what is going on in the world of nigger news this week?
Man with head injury, part of ear missing, found in BMW trunk as cops investigate fender bender.
Smells like a nigger.
Yeah. February 4th, a New Jersey man who was severely beaten and part of whose ear is hacked off was found tied up inside the trunk of a BMW that crashed in Upper Manhattan early Wednesday. The victim survived the harrowing ordeal despite spending a frigid night trapped inside the trunk, police said. Detectives believe they've identified the mysterious driver who ran away from the wrecked sports car and incriminating cargo shortly after 9 a.m. See, it has to be a nigger. They called it cargo.
It sounds like Mike Tyson to me.
Yeah.
Niggers probably think that instead of gasoline, it's a dead body that makes the car go.
Yeah, yeah. Keep screaming. I need to go faster.
And they call it cargo for a reason. It makes the car go. All right.
The driver, who goes by the name of Blake, slammed...
Blake?
Blake, yeah.
That's not a nigger name.
No.
But he goes by the name of Blake, a.k.a. Blake.
Oh, it's his street name.
Yeah.
Blake. Who would pick that for a street name? That's a fucking gay-ass name. Blake.
Yeah, this... It's definitely not a nigger name. I don't know why they. I mean, they wouldn't they go some like Shafwan or some shit like that?
They do have some gay names.
He tried to step on the Blake, but he crashed his BMW. Blake slammed the luxury sedan into a livery cab after running a red light on a snow-covered Dickman Street near exit for the Harlem River.
Huh. My Dickman Street.
My Dickman Street.
Oh, in Harlem.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
The cabbie, Muntaru Idrisu, said the suspect tried to flee the crash by making a U-turn but got stuck in the snow. The suspect, who he described as a black, wearing black jeans and a black jacket, got out of the car and asked if he was okay.
Hey, you know, I see a trend here. He's wearing black, he's driving black, and he calls himself Blake. Maybe he just was too stupid to spell the word black.
Oh, you just nailed it right there.
Yeah.
Impossibly.
I'm Blake and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
And spelled black, took that C out of black and like dropped an E on the end and got it fucked up. I don't know.
Yeah, he was trying for like some kind of French spelling or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he killed a guy and put him in his trunk. It was probably like some English teacher that was correcting him.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut off your ear for that, y'all.
Yeah, Blake, that's a gay name.
Blake. That is a gay name. You can't be called Blake and be a heterosexual in any...
Unless you're on
country.
A soap opera or something.
Yeah.
When police arrived, they spotted what looked like a bullet hole in the BMW's trunk, which also had blood spots on it.
Yeah.
They popped the trunk open and found the victim bound and barefoot with the bloody remains of one of his ears dangling from his head.
Jeez.
He was unconscious. His head had been sliced with a knife and beaten so hard his neck was broken.
Damn.
Paramedics rushed him to the Harlem hospital. Well, he's dead now.
Yeah.
He was in critical condition Wednesday night, breathing through a respirator. Oh, man. Investigators think the victim may have been selling the 2008 luxury coupe to the suspect, whose name was on a bill of sale found inside the car.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the sources said the investigators at one point thought the victim had been abducted and brutalized as retaliation over a simmering drug-related feud. So either selling the car or selling drugs. The suspect, who is still at large Wednesday night, has been arrested multiple times in the past, including one caller for participating in a cockfight on Dickman Street in Harlem.
A cockfight on Dickman Street, that's...
Was it in an upstairs apartment? No, it was down low.
Yeah. Hey, it says right here, he lives in Dickman houses near the site of the crash. Investigators believe he may have driven the BMW to his home at 4 a.m. Wednesday with the victim inside the trunk.
Guess he got a little hungry while he was there.
Yeah. The cab driver says, this is New York. Anything can happen. Especially in Harlem.
Yeah, in Dickman Street.
Well, they didn't catch this one. But there's another nigger with a broken neck and missing ear.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's a broken nigger.
Yeah.
Defective. Maybe he was taking it back for a refund.
That nigger be walking funny now. He's only got one ear. He like drooped over to one side. He said, that won't be balanced.
Probably. I don't know if they take nigger refunds on niggers or not.
Yeah.
Would you? Would you give money back if you sold a nigger?
No, I'd have to give me money.
Yeah.
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stupnig.
And you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not.
I got a couple of good love letters here. These are from the Chimp Tube guest book.
Okay.
And we get lots of them, and I'd say about 10% can be published. The rest of them we save for times like this. Yeah. Here's the first one. It's from Anonymous. You are pathetic individuals. Learn to love yourself and you wouldn't have so much hate. But you could never love yourself because your hate is grown from the fact that this is country was built on the backs of black people.
I wish it was built literally on their backs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
They'd have to carry the whole country around.
They'd all be 6 feet under.
That's fine with
and
me.
And as far as loving yourself, I'm quite proud of myself.
That's right. Yeah.
Quite proud of myself.
And you owe your miserable existence to those you hate.
Mm. What?
We owe our miserable existence to those we hate.
How so? I don't know. I would love to get these people on here just so we can ask, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess niggers created civilization, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, apparently niggers created everything. They, you know, you can look up online somewhere and just find hard evidence, proof that, you know, a white man invented something, you know, good. And some nigger's going to stand up somewhere in some crowd and say, yo, motherfucker, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. Yeah. Niggers said they invented everything.
Yeah.
May you choke on the bile of your evil words. Boy, they're getting kind of poetic here.
Yeah. Choke on the bile of your evil words. Hmm.
But it's easy to tell it's a nigger because nothing's capitalized.
Yeah.
I am a happy, intelligent, confident, hardworking black woman who is laughing at you for the time you devote to such endeavors. Wow, she broke out the thesaurus, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those words and then black woman on the end of it. That's like 15 contradictions in one little sentence there.
Yeah. She probably stole the thesaurus.
Yeah. Now I'm off. I have much better things to do.
Like what? Crack?
Yeah, crack.
Got much better things to do. That's a pretty long message for someone that's got better things to do.
Yeah.
To go look through ChimpTube and leave that kind of message.
Yeah. Poetic.
And here's perfect. The next. Yeah. Here's the next one. This site is just dumb, and whoever belongs to this site is ignorant as well.
Oh.
Black people aren't going anywhere, so I suggest you get used to it. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
Where?
Better yet.
Where can we go that doesn't have niggers in it?
If he could tell me, I might go for it.
I would go there.
Better yet, kill yourself.
Hmm.
That would make the world a better place.
Not really.
No. I see more white people out there nowadays on crack standing in the corner asking for money.
Standing in the corner?
Yeah.
Standing in the corner asking for money. That's funny.
Man, why do you stand in the corner? You ask for crack.
I'm reminded of the Johnny Rebel Coontown song.
Exactly. And then he calls us fucking bums. If you wasn't too technical, there is more white people on welfare than blacks.
Oh, please.
Check you stats.
Weird.
Yeah, they're, you know, they got the wheels turning, but they're still in neutral.
Yeah. They're probably in reverse because they're niggers.
Yeah.
And they got, like, one headlight out.
Yeah. Cracked windshield.
Yeah. Oh, niggers suck.
Mm.
Well.
yeah, they're just more nigger ignorance. Ignorance.
Yeah.
Ignorance. Hey, that's a good word.
It's funny. I was trying to come up with a word for nigger arrogance, and I got air niggance, but it doesn't flow right.
Narrogance?
Oh, that's a good word. No.
Nigger. It has to have, like, nig in it somewhere.
Huh? Affrigance?
Affrigance. That's a good one.
And some of those, that's, it's like I was telling Stupnik last night, is that, it, like, you know, when I used to consider myself partly, when I used to consider myself liberal, like, you know, 5 years ago before I actually learned something, anytime I would argue with a conservative, debate with a conservative, you know, or someone, they would always, you know, put up a pretty convincing argument, and I would usually lose the debate. And I would just walk off, you know, say, you win. And now that, you know, I consider myself a conservative, and I've argued with so many niggers and so many liberals, not one of them has come back with anything logical or rational.
No, it's all emotional-based.
Yeah.
It is. Every bit of it. And it's insults, and it's usually irony, because, like, the stuff that they try to accuse you of is the very stuff that they're just drowned in.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I can argue with a liberal as long as they're reasonably intelligent, and I can get them to see my side and agree with me. And then if I leave them alone for more than a few hours, I go back, and it's like I never even spoke to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They forget everything. It's like they have to be retrained every 5 minutes.
Yeah, because they're living in their world of denial, and you brought them out of it for a minute, but it's uncomfortable for them, so they always revert back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why they are liberals, because they can't handle reality.
I agree.
But if you're in any kind of debate with a liberal, they have three tactics. They will either change the subject, or they will insult you, or they will...
they'll say your facts are lies by the Fox News or something.
Or they'll tell you how it makes you how it makes them feel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is, yep.
They always try to, like if I try to quote the CDC or the Department of Justice crime statistics, and they're like, well, those are racist. Those are white men making those numbers.
God, they've demonized the white man so much.
Know.
You know, I'm seriously concerned about the white culture. It's going extinct.
Yeah, my nephew, I raised him from the time he was 8. And I thought I did an okay job. I talk to him now. You can't say shit without him start squealing. I mean, the guy's like almost 30 years old. He starts squealing high-pitched. No, it's not. No, it's not. You know, every time I try, I say anything that breaks into his worldview. And wow. It's just, I can't even be around him anymore.
I'm sorry, man.
He married a former coal burner. Well, I guess once a coal burner, always a coal burner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess she wisened up a little bit and decided to get somebody who would actually keep a job.
Mm.
But she's still a fat, disgusting welfare whore.
Jeez.
But, you know, I can't be around that shit. It makes my blood pressure too high.
Yeah, my dad that I'm living with here, I mean, I'm 24 years old, you know, but I am about to get out of here to go take care of my grandma. And my dad is just the most nigger-loving, libtarded, crazy-ass you ever met. God.
It's got to be frustrating.
You can't present facts to him. If it's facts that he doesn't like, he just says, you know, white man wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's been twisted by conservatives,
mm-hmm.
fabricated, all that
right.
shit.
I've heard all that stuff, too.
Yep, I always hear that shit.
Well, see, my dad is... decorated war veteran, but he's liberal, but I can talk to him, and we can right. have discussions and stuff, but he always ends up, you know, it's when he says one thing and does another. Like, yep. He says, oh, there's nothing wrong, there's plenty of black war heroes, and blah, 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 start talking about this. I say, well, Dad, I never see any around your house. I don't think you have any black friends. He's like, well, no, they're all assholes. Well, not all of them, but all the ones I know are. They're all full of shit. And he goes, then he says something like, well, back in Vietnam, we called them jive-ass motherfuckers. I said, all of them? Yeah, they are all jive-ass motherfuckers. So So you're saying black people are okay? Yeah, they're fine. Like, okay. The PTSD is kicking in.
Yeah, really. He's traumatized. The shell shock. It's like Nig shock.
Exactly.
He's in Nig shock. Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah. Because, like, the fucking libtards on Facebook that had a fit over my posts, none of them had niggers in their friends list. They had, like, one or two token niggers that were people, like, teachers from high school. They have no niggers even on Facebook. I had more niggers on my Facebook list than they did. Me. I mean, that's pretty bad, you know?
Oh, dude. Speaking of high school, I had a black teacher once. Her name was Miss... Well, I better not say. But she was a geography teacher. And one day, I was in her class, and I was just talking to the friend that sat next to me. And I was keeping my voice low, and I said, dude, man, I hate this class. This class is torture. And he's like, yeah. And then she overheard it. She's sitting at her desk, and she said, you want to see torture? I'll show you torture. And she went and grabbed this poster that she had sitting behind a cabinet. And it was a poster of this big black and white poster of this nigger that had, like, whip marks on his back. and she, like, showed me up in front of the whole class and said, this is torture right here. That's torture. Like, just everyone was looking and shit. I didn't know what the hell to say, but wow. God, I'm thinking about it now. It's hilarious.
It's like, can I have what he's having? You know, all throughout, grade school, not one nigger teacher. Some nigger lovers, but no, and only like one or two nigger students. And in all of school until I hit college.
Was it a good school?
Yeah, they were decent schools. I mean, nothing special, but just lucked out.
What I mean is, you know, like fights and violence all the time and
no,
shit.
No, nothing I like that. Not. When you don't have the niggers, you don't have those problems.
Yeah, dude. The school I went to is niggers everywhere. I had nigger teachers, and that's fights every day. You know, you'd be walking through the hall and hear off in the distance somewhere, hey, 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 bunch of commotion. You know, there's a couple of niggers fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when I got to college, I had my first nigger teacher, and he was political science. And you know how that goes.
The white man is suppressed us.
Wait, he's like a Jesse Jackson with a bigger afro. He always wore the three-piece suit with the gold watch chain and shit.
Oh,
Professor Badass?
Yeah. And
he's the pimp professor.
He was. He was. And he goes, one day he goes, all right, y'all. I know all you white girls think you could come over to my apartment and sleep with me for grades.
The fuck?
And this is an auditorium classroom. There's 300 college students in here.
Jesus.
And he says, you know, they come over and they cook me dinner and they show me a good time and they go into my bed and I still give them an F. He starts cackling like a nigger does. And I'm like, holy shit. So, you know what? You can come over anytime you want, but don't expect an A. Because I have... I have standards in academics.
Jeez. So basically, what he was doing was saying, "All right, now you can sleep with me, and you will get an A." Like it was like his denially, you know, safe way to deny that he was saying it of actually saying it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now all those kids have their little tape recorders on.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a smart nigger.
Oh my God! Jeez. What a dumbass.
You won't get A's, but you will get AIDS.
Yeah, that's right. That's all the time we have for this week's episode of Chimp Out Radio. Special thanks to our guests this evening. Thank you to Darth Furta for joining us.
And Anderson.
And Anderson for coming out and helping us out again tonight, making a second appearance on the show. And our Niggeroki this week, the lyrics were written by Walter the Tyler, and it was sung by Agent Jethro Gives Me That.
Awesome.
Yeah, good stuff. So if you've got a song you would like to hear on Chimp Out Radio, post your niggerized lyrics in the song's niggerized thread on Chimp Out Main Forums.
We've also got some new junior moderators. We want to congratulate them.
Yeah, first up is Anti-Nig. Good job.
CT Nig Heaven.
Yep, CT Nig Heaven's in. Galagly, whose name I probably butchered. Good job.
Nigger Hater.
Nigger Hater's in. Niggers Ruin Everything is another new moderator of ours.
No Chitlins.
Yep, and Out of Detroit also made the cut.
Reformed.
And Ron Paul supporter.
And Arianich?
Sure.
Say that.
I don't know. Arianach is the way I always say it. I'm sure it's wrong.
Well, he'll have to come tell us.
Yeah, and he can be our next guest. All he has to do is contact one of us on the forums.
Excellent.
And Chimpers, don't forget to go to our very own video hosting site, which is chimptube.tv.
You can post any nigger-hating videos that you want, and they will not be removed.
That's right. And that should do it for this week, so thanks for listening, and be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any niggers.